بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The leaders word on the importance of Arba'in. Arba'in, which took place after the Battle of Karbala, was only a start. That event marked the beginning. After the great tragedy in Karbala and the sacrifice that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his companions and his family members made, those who were taken captive had to propagate the message of Karbala. The sermons and disclosures of Zainab salamullah alayha and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam had to act like a powerful medium and propagate the thought, goals and positions of the martyrs of Karbala. That was what happened later on. Many people who had listened to Zainab salamullah alayha or Imam Sajjad in Kufa and Sham found out a lot of things when they saw the conditions of the captives of Karbala. But they did not have enough courage or capabilities to stand up to the oppressive and arrogant government of the time and show what they had found out. Believers suppressed their feelings. Arba'in provided the first outlets for the suppressed truth and feelings. The first revolt took place on Arba'in.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The leaders queue to the West to search for a lost treasure in Ashura. One of our Iranian thinkers had said, I heard that the person passed away, that today the West is looking for figures like Sheikh Ansari and Mullah Sadra. One of our own Iranian thinkers had said, I heard that the person passed away also, that today the West is looking for figures like Sheikh Ansari and Mullah Sadra. Their life, spirituality and values attract Western figures and Western thinkers today. The source for all these treasures of truth and values is Islamic knowledge. And at the peak of this treasure of knowledge is the knowledge of Ashura. The late Sayyid ibn Tawus and other luminaries have maintained that when the captives, namely Zainab salamullah alayha and the others, entered the desert of Karbala on Arba'in, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari and Atiyah Ufi were not the only people there. Some people from Bani Hashim tribe and some of the companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had gathered at his shrine to welcome Zainab salamullah alayha. Maybe that was why Zainab insisted that they go to Karbala on their return from Sham. She wanted this small but important gathering to be formed there.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.